Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, summer may be coming to a close, but we're going to hold on to it for a little bit longer with a summer classics edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Summer got us.
Summertime blues.
Mike Hale is a DJ at WHMS in Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, and a DJ that I listened to throughout my childhood. Mike, it is great to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It doesn't feel like summer here. We've been in the 70s already.
Same here. But you know what? Maybe it'll come back if we just play the right music for them.
All right.
So let's get to some of the ones that you brought us. This is a great classic. Hot Fun in the Summertime. This is by Sly and the Family Stone.
End of the spring, and here she comes back. High, 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 high. Them summer days, oh, summer days. That's when I have most of my fun back.
So Sly released this right on the heels of their 1969 Woodstock performance. Take us back to that summer, Mike.
Yeah, well, first of all, Sly and the Family Stone had had Dance to the Music, Everyday People, which were hot songs in multiple formats. And then they kind of disappeared a little bit in the first half of 1969. All of a sudden, they're at Woodstock. They do an incredible 10-song set at Woodstock. And I think everybody was like, wow, this is Sly and the Family Stone. And the record company was so smart to release this particular song. They did not perform this song at Woodstock, but they released it right after, and it exploded on the charts. It's my number one memory song from 1969. That was my first year in radio.
Wow. What do you think makes it such a classic, though, that it still stands up today?
It has been analyzed so many different ways. This is just a pure summer song. And I was 16 at the time when this was out. And if you listen to the lyrics, you think they're singing Running Bear in the Country Sun, when the actual lyric is County Fair in the Country Sun. But as a kid, this is what you're all, hey, yeah, that's what they're singing, Running Bear in the Country Sun.
You know, for years I thought that Barbara Ann by the Beach Boys was Barbara Ann. I was like, what's Barbara Ann? Anyway, you never know until you actually look it up. Okay, so the next one that people are going to definitely recognize, I'm not even going to say the name of the artist because I want listeners to guess who this is. This is Surf City. Here it is.
Two girls for every.
So I always thought, Mike, that this was the Beach Boys, but it is not. It is Jan and Dean, although they wrote the song with Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, Brian Wilson had started the song. He couldn't finish the song. And the Beach Boys and Jan and Dean became friends. And in fact, the Beach Boys backed up Jan and Dean in a number of concert appearances they had. But they became friends. And Brian says, you know, I got this song that just can't finish. And so Jan sits down, they finish it. And I mean, when a song starts out, two girls for every boy, I'm 11 years old at the time. And this is my kind of song. And it really created this aura about California. Like, I gotta get there.
Do you think that a song like that could make it today after the Me Too movement? Two
no.
girls for every boy?
No.
Nope.
That's
no, a quick answer.
Nope, I don't think so. And you mentioned Barbara Ann a little bit earlier. Now, you know that Dean Torrence of Jan and Dean sang the lead vocal on the Beach Boys' Barbara Ann from the Barbara Ann Party.
Okay, so a lot of connections between Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys. Okay, another classic, and now we'll hear from the Beach Boys, from that genre is California Girls by the Beach Boys.
The West Coast has the sunshine and the girls all get so tan. I dig a fringe bikini on Hawaiian Island girls, buy a palm tree in the sand. I've been all around this great big world and I see all kind of girls.
So, similar idea there, Mike. Was this before or after Surf City?
This was 2 years after.
2 years after, okay.
So it's surfing, cars, and girls.
Right. And how did this one become so famous?
You know, once again, if you're a young person living in St. Louis like I was, and you hear this song, you go, oh, man, this is what California is all about. You know, my first car was a 64 Rambler that my mother had. And, you know, I imagine everybody in California driving muscle cars, driving Mustangs and things like that. It's another one of the songs that just created such an aura. This is the definitive Beach Boys song.
You know, when I moved to California for the first time at age 22, my first car was a rent-a-wreck. So I did not live the California dream right at the very beginning. Let's get to the next one you brought us. This is Love is Like a Heat Wave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Whenever I'm with him, something inside starts to burning, and I feel with desire. Could it be a devil in me, or is this the way love's supposed to be? It's like a heat wave burning like in my heart. Wave. I can't keep from crying. It's tearing me apart.
So Lamont Dozier, another big Motown figure, said he was inspired to write this song during a literal heat wave in Detroit.
Yes. In fact, he was watching TV in the early morning. He was getting warmed up, playing the piano, and because at that time, Holland Dozier Holland was expected to turn out a song literally every day. So he was getting all warmed up, had the TV on, and the weatherman said, we're going to have a record-breaking five-day heat wave. And burning with desire, going insane with love, and so on. Next thing you know, Lamont Dozier's got a song.
And Martha and the Vandellas, I don't think of them in the same category as some of the other big hit Motown bands of the era, but are they?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, Martha and the Vandellas for this particular song got the very first Grammy nomination for a Motown artist.
Okay, the last one we have time for, Mike, is one of my favorites, Up on the Roof. This is not James Taylor, but rather the Drifters.
When this old world starts getting me down and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof.
Now, Carole King is the one who came up with the idea for this song. The James Taylor version, also beautiful, but this one is fantastic.
Well, Jerry Goffin, who co-wrote this with Carole King, said at one time that this was his favorite composition of all time. Because let's face it, this is really what a hit song is about, where you're mentally transpired to the scene of the song. It is still an incredible recording. Rudy Lewis, who was the lead vocalist on this particular version by the Drifters, was outstanding. There's one other version that I got a little plug in, because I had not heard it until I moved to Champaign, and Gene Honda, who did the morning show with me on the original WKIO, said, well, you got to hear the Cryin' Shames version. And the Cryin' Shames version from Chicago had a top 10 song in Chicago with it, and it's beautiful.
Okay, well, we will go out on that version as we say goodbye to Mike Hale, who is a DJ at WHMS in Champaign-Urbana. He was my childhood DJ. Mike, it's always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I sure appreciate it.